Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it, check it, check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Michael with you this morning. And I have no idea where Mitch is today. I rocked up in the studio on time, as always. And yeah, sometimes we're a little bit late. Sometimes we don't come in on time. I thought not to worry. You know? I thought it would be all right. Then, 22, gave him a call. Sent him a message. 15-2, giving him a call. 10-2. Basically, for the last 10 minutes, I've been calling him non-stop. You know what? I'll just call him again. Let's call him again live because he's too busy sleeping. You know what? He probably hasn't even charged his phone. Let's try to give him a call. Pick up your phone. You're supposed to be at work. Come on, mate. Oh, well, you know what? The show must go on. We will persevere without Mitch for now. There's plenty to come. I will have Friday Funnies for you on the way because that's the way we start the Friday show. There's plenty of music as well. Coolio, right now. It's Michael. Oh, Mitch, what have you done? Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Michael with you this morning. Sorry that we haven't really been on here much, guys. I've been trying to track down Mitch. I'm going to keep calling him live, and we are going to catch him off guard together. We're going to find out if he's asleep, whatever he's doing, why he isn't on the show. We're going to keep doing this live until he answers. Let's give him a call right now.
Hello?
Mitch, where are you?
Yo, Michael, what's up?
Where are you? We've been on air. You're so late.
Oh, mate, priorities, mate. Show look very important to me. However, the new Macca's opening, way more important, mate. You gotta know a couple of things in life that, you think something's a priority, but then something comes along and it's just more important.
What? The new Macca's is more important than our job.
Sorry, Mike, just hold up a sec, just gotta order. Yes, please. Can I please get a bacon and egg muffin and a latte with no sugar, thanks?
Yeah, was that one in a meal?
Yes, please. Michael, do you want anything?
Well, I guess while you're there,
no,
I'll get...
He's good. Thank you. That's all we need. Thank you.
$2.50.
Oh, okay. Michael, do you want one of those?
Yes.
No, thank you. We're good.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you what, excellent service. They just, they ask you things, but they know. They know that your co-host is not hungry at all.
I am hungry. Oh. If you're going to be there, pick me up something.
Look, I think you're breaking up, Michael. Oh. Hi, how are you? What's going on? They've got excellent security here, Michael. I tell you what, it is delightful here. They've got this little key window so they can keep people out. It's really, really good. I think it's excellent. Hey, you know what? You know what? I know the owner. I don't think I need to pay. I know Bryce. I know, it's all right, guys. Guys, I know Bryce. It's all right. I know the owner. I tell you what, lucky there. That would have been an absolute doozy, Michael. It's okay. I know Bryce from
Oh, you, of course.
He's going to give it to me.
Hey,
how are you? Oh, thank you very much. Did you tell the girls back there, I know Bryce, I know the owner? He's got it covered. Yeah, he didn't have to pay. Yeah, will do. Thanks. I tell you what, Michael. It's going to taste delicious. Oh, let me just... Oh, Bryce, mate. Oh, dude, mate. Thanks for hooking us up earlier. Yeah,
okay, congratulations on being number one through Macambura East Macca's, mate.
Oh, mate, it is an absolute honour to be the first person through the drive-thru.
No, terrific. No, thanks for coming down and thank you. We've got a massive day today, so come on down to McDonald's Macambura East. And I reckon we should do something today. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I was just telling everyone how much of a great guy you are.
Oh, no, thank you so much. No, thank you. So I reckon we do it. I reckon the 100th car through today, through drive-thru, we're going to promo off the meal. It's going to be for free, so we'll rock and roll with that.
Oh, 100th car, the 100th.
100th car, it'll pop up, and we'll know which one's the 100th, and we'll give them whatever they order, they'll get it.
That is right. That's right. You could say everything in the store. Bryce will hook it up.
Thank you so much for coming down. Have a great day.
Oh, Maccas, I tell you what. Thank you so much, Bryce. Oh, Michael, what a start to the day. What a start. Way to kick off the weekend, right? I tell you what.
Well, you know what? When you're back in the studio, I'm going to leave. I'll be the 100th car.
Sorry, mate. You're broken up. I can't hear you. Oh, God.
Get back to work.
What a latte. See you latte, mate.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. Still just Michael in the studio. Mitch is taking his sweet time, so I gave him a call during that song. Mitch.
Michael, what's up, buddy?
What's taking so long? I know it's not the Macca's drive-thru. That was quick.
Oh, that was extremely quick and efficient. I'm enjoying my latte. You know, they got hooked up with the owner, Bryce, because we're friends. I had to steal your girlfriend. Not how I normally do. This one was so she could film me, so I could put a video of being the first person through the drive-thru.
Oh.
But now I have to drop her home. So, what would you rather? Me doing work on the radio show, or your girlfriend getting home safely?
Probably the getting home safely, so I might stop talking to you because you're driving.
Oh, no, that's right. I've made her hold the phone.
You made her film, made her hold the phone. Did you get her any Maccas? I got nothing.
I'm sorry, what? You're breaking up.
Oh, get back here, though. Get my girlfriend home safely.
Sorry, mate, can't hear you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
New sport and weather's on the way. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.